I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports page, we are talking to another signing from Knoxville, and this one is Hannah Duncan. She has decided to change colors from black and gold to central red and white to play basketball. HD, congratulations. This is a kind of a milestone in your life, I imagine.
Yes, it definitely is.
Well, why central? Close and, you know, family could come and see you play a lot?
Yeah, it's not too far from home, and it's a smaller school, and I really like that I'll be able to get to know a lot of different people, and I like how small the school is because the class sizes are smaller, too. It's not going to be that overwhelming, so I'm really excited.
What was the college selection process like? Because you took your time, I think, to, in some cases, do I really want to play basketball on the next level? You know, what was that process like?
Yeah, I really tried to get a mix between big schools. I went to Iowa State and then smaller schools like Central and Grandview. And obviously I was looking at DMAC too, but at first I didn't know if I wanted to play sports, so I kind of had to decide, do I want to play sports? And ultimately I decided like it would be easy for me to make new friends that way, kind of get a group of girls I can hang out with, make me feel more comfortable. So I decided I wanted to play basketball, and I was like, well, I think I'll have a good shot at playing at Central, and they have a JV team, so if I don't make the varsity team or whatever, I'll still be able to play anyway. So.
And it's at the NCAA level, which is the top level of college sports. Even though it's Division III, that's still a pretty competitive division in college sports.
Yeah, and I watched a few of their games over the winter, and it's definitely going to be a different thing from what I've seen in the past, so.
Your high school career, especially your senior year, was just marked with so many milestones. 1,000 points, you broke the single game scoring record. Even though the wins weren't plentiful, what did you think of your senior year once you stepped away for a couple months?
Yeah, obviously the first part of the season was a little rocky, but I think our team did a really good job of overcoming all the obstacles we faced, and ultimately we had so much fun. Like, we were in the locker room making TikToks. I think just developing friendships over my senior year and not focusing, I focused less on winning and more on helping other people grow throughout the season.
You were all about the process and, if we won, great, if we lost, was everybody having fun? Is everybody, doing okay?
Yeah, I mean, everyone was having fun. Obviously, we knew this season wouldn't be as competitive as our other season. So, I mean, we didn't have high expectations of each other, but, I mean, we still wanted to win. But if we didn't, we couldn't get down about it.
Obviously, a lot of people, helped you along the way, Coach Richard and many others. Obviously, you wouldn't be here without a lot of them.
That is correct. And teammates, too. A lot of teammates in the past have helped me grow as a player as well.
Talking to Hannah Duncan, Knoxville senior and now headed to Central College to play women's basketball. What are your expectations when you get to Central and, put on that red and white jersey for the first time?
I just want to be able to work as hard as I can. Obviously, I'll get in the weight room more over the summer and just really focus on getting in the gym, working on the things I need to work on, because obviously there's a lot of things I need to work on, especially if I'm wanting to play at that highest level of collegiate basketball. So just preparing myself the best I can for the season.
And that's a building program. They're getting better and better and more competitive in the American Rivers. What do you hope to bring to that? Say you do play, you get on varsity your freshman year.
I just hope I can score the ball, obviously. Even if I'm not scoring that many points, scoring like 6, 7, 8 points a game is still going to help out a lot. And also bringing energy to the bench, because energy helps a lot.
You're not done yet with your high school career. You got a track and field season that is still going on, and you learned that you were headed to Mount Pleasant for the state qualifier. How much confidence does that lead you and the rest of the team, knowing that you're drawing away from a lot of the bigger monsters of 3A?
Yeah, it was definitely nice seeing that Pella wasn't going to be there, but it is a lot of confidence, and over the season we've had so many girls get PRs and just run their fastest time, so I think getting in a district with a little bit smaller teams in our class, I guess you could say, will give us a lot of confidence to know that we will be able to win some of those.
And softball to round it all off, and of course, you and your sister Addie being on a team. What's that going to be like, kind of finishing off your career in a sport that you first part of your career. That was a sport you were going to be in.
Yeah, I think just going into the summer, it's going to be about going out, having fun with my friends, just enjoying the summer. Not too much pressure on anything. I just want to have fun.
All right. Well, HD, happy for you, and congratulations. And another reason for me to go over to Pella and watch some Central women's basketball next year.
Thank you.
That's Hannah Duncan, Knoxville senior, headed to Central College on playing basketball on today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA, Careless.